Right now it's about 98 degrees and very little wind.
It's the early July heat wave, and Tanner Rao stands beside his last open feedlot near Dallas Center, keeping a close eye on his cattle. Some are breathing out of their mouths. A sprinkler provides the only relief from the blazing sun.
For a day like this, their body temperature can be 20 degrees warmer than the outside temperature, and that's pretty tough on a 1,300-pound animal.
Most of Rao's herd is in the shade, under two large hoop barns that he had built a couple years ago. Air circulates under a fabric roof stretched over strong metal arches or hoops. The animals are sheltered from rain and snow in addition to the sun.
They definitely help with the creature comforts. The cattle are much more comfortable, and I'd have them all inside today, but I just don't have the room in the buildings to do it.
Originally, hoop buildings were used for pigs in Canada. More and more, cattle are living under a roof, either a hoop barn or other covered structures that protect the animals and the environment. Iowa is a leader in livestock housing research. A study found that nearly 700 hoop barns were used for cattle in Iowa last year, according to Mark Honeyman at Iowa State University.
I see hoop barns all over Iowa. We are, in effect, feeding cattle under a big tent. By feeding cattle in a hoop barn or in other covered ways, the potential for runoff into Iowa's streams and ponds and lakes is greatly reduced.
Iowa State has had good results with hoop barns on its demonstration farms, although the fabric roof eventually has to be replaced, and two of them burned up in a fire this month. A typical hoop barn for feeding cattle could cost around $200,000.
These are barns. We number our barns 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, so it's easy to keep track of where you're at.
Near Washita, Iowa, Brent Bryant and his father keep 2,000 head under six hoop barns on their research farm. For 8 years, they've also sold hoop barns through their company, Hoop Beef System.
As of July 1, we'd already sold more hoop barns to customers across the Midwest than we did in all of the last year's full sale year. So it's definitely a concept that's popular. Demand for it is growing.
On this day, there is a heat advisory in Washita, a town famous for the coldest temperature in Iowa. Now 144 degrees hotter than that record low, hoop barns are keeping the cattle in the shade and ventilated just as they were designed.
Well, here we don't really see much of an impact on the cattle. They're continuing to, what we call their intake or how much feed we feed them, we have not changed that due to the heat. We don't run any sprinklers or bring any fans in or anything like that. Our cattle have stayed comfortable, and that's something we're really thankful for.
Heat stress reduces profitability. Last summer, it killed up to 4,000 cattle across Iowa. Others lost weight, going to market lighter, or requiring farmers to bulk them up. Bob Bryant, co-owner of Hoop Beef System, contends that hoop buildings enhance income and beef quality.
The cattle have less stress when they're in the hoop barns, and because of that, we get a little higher hot yield on our cattle when they're harvested, and we get probably a 10% better grade on the meat because of the lack of stress on the cattle.
With cattle increasingly spending most of their lives under a roof, harsh weather extremes are diminished, and the elder Bryant is bullish on Midwest beef production. For producers who've switched to these covered feedlots, the problem now is not how high the temperature will get, but how high the price of corn will go. Near Washita, Iowa, I'm Rick Fredrickson for Harvest Public Media.